everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
If dog people made dog food, it wouldn't be sold in a 50-pound bag in the hardware aisle by the shoe polish. It would actually be food. It would be made with real, fresh meat and veggies gently cooked to preserve their nutritional value. You know, like food. The Farmer's Dog was created by dog people who cook and deliver fresh, healthy food. Try the Farmer's Dog and get fresh, pre-portioned meals tailored to your dog's needs. Tell us about your dog, build your plan, and get 50% off at thefarmersdog.com/listen. That's thefarmersdog.com/listen.
Hi, I'm Sarah Kustak. I'm the NBA analyst for the Yes Network, and I'm hosting a new podcast called NBA Flashback. NBA Flashback takes you back to the best moments in NBA history through exclusive archival audio from the NBA Vault.
Curry, way downtown, bang, bang!
And each week, we'll have new interviews with the legends who were actually on the court. Check out NBA Flashback on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So keep the animals safe, especially the cute shirtless one. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know, he's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Welcome to Money Making Conversation. I'm your host, Rashawn McDonald. It's time to stop reading other people's success story. You hear me say that every week, and I always tell people to write their own story. Tell your brand. And I always tell people to lead with their gifts, because you hear the word gifts, you hear passion. And I always tell people, don't let your age, friends, family, or coworkers stop you from planning or living your dreams. My interviews that I do on Money Making Conversation really are for you. It's celebrity friends of mine, CEOs, entrepreneurs, and what I like to call industry decision makers. My guest today puts a smile on my face, David and Tamela Mann. They're the stars of Tyler Perry's Assisted Living on BET. Let me give you some background on my man, David Mann. He's the NAACP Image Award-winning actor, outstanding actor in comedy series, Meet the Brown, because you know him as Mr. Brown. And then let's get the big dumb rum roll for the lady. Tamela Mann is a Grammy Award-winning, BET Award winner, Billboard Music Award winner, NAACP Image Award winner, Gospel Music Stellar Award winner, GMA Dove Award winner, actress, songwriter, producer, and businesswoman. Woo, I'm tired. But boy, I ain't tired to do this interview. David and Tamela Mann are on the show to talk about their new season of Tyler Perry's Assisted Living coming back on BET. Because you can't keep it all, because it's number one. That's why. Number one with 18 to 49. Number one with 25 to 54 on cable television. 20 to 21. And it's already been renewed. Ain't that nice? Ain't that nice? Ain't that nice? Please welcome to Money Making Conversation, David and Tamela Mann. Woo! Come on, y'all.
Hey!
Hello!
Good morning!
I love it! You know,
I love introducing you, Tamela. I think I want you to do my eulogy
at my funeral. Well, making introductions like that.
I'm tell you something. First of all, y'all know y'all my favorite couple. Oh, you know. What? Favorite couple.
Thank you.
Obviously, y'all favorite couple for Tyler Perry, too, because, you know, you guys became legends in the stage play world. And then you was able to turn that into your own tour, because right before the COVID hit, you guys were touring as a family. Is it going to come back in 2021, or is it going to be moving to 2022 when y'all go back on the road, take the family back on the road as a tour?
You know, we're just trying to juggle and get back to normal first. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. We're releasing new music for Tamela, and right now we're just trying to maneuver and just figure out this whole new new way of normal.
Right.
And then
I'm ready to go back out. I just want everybody else to be ready too.
Well, you know, that's very true because, I would tell everybody I'm fully vaccinated. I try to promote the fact that we have to get vaccinated. We have to get out there to get, you know, and promote the fact that there are no agendas. And guess what? Nothing's perfect out there. I'm not saying if you get vaccinated, you might not have some ill effects. But I would tell you this, and you and I both know, once I got vaccinated, it changed my whole perspective. I wasn't paranoid anymore. I felt safer. I felt I could get on with my life. What was each of your feedback when you got vaccinated?
Well, for us, I mean, some parts, like even when I say start with my kids, it was like, no, we're not doing it. I was like, but we're doing it because, like, when I go see my mother-in-law, she has some issues. I have a sister that has some issues. It's just people that's around me that have issues, and I'm not just looking out for me. I'm looking out for them as well, and even as, you know, for the family. So we're just not, like you say, encouraging people to just, you know, do what's right for you. Do what's right for you. But we felt like it was right for
us. And like you said, it just made us less paranoid. And we're around a lot of people. We travel. And so I wanted to get back to that and it not just be like, oh, my God, I wanted to do they have it.
Right.
So it gave us it just made us feel a little safer.
Right.
And Michelle, I'm the worst because I'm such a hugger.
Mm-hmm.
And I was scared. He was like, if you don't
somebody
get this
could have full blown COVID and she wanted to hug.
You didn't know, but it was just, I'm just so used to it. So I'm just.
We were at a funeral supposed to be social distancing.
Mm-hmm.
She done grabbed the mic and hit the mic with her lips. No, what are you doing?
But he knows what I didn't even like.
People coming up to her and hug her. I said, we're not even supposed to be here.
Absolutely. I'm talking to David Chamberlain, man, and, any story that they tell us is an honest story, and it's a story about life. And the thing about it is, before we was talking last time I seen it, and Dave, you started talking about her music. And I'm just telling y'all, Tamla Mann set a historic and personal industry record. The first gospel lead artist in Billboard gospel history. 3 consecutive number ones from an album. This is who we're talking about. And so I always want to bring up that diversity because I'm also going to talk about your business, your entrepreneurship, your leisure line and all that stuff and your various campaigns. And then I also want to talk about the producer side that you do, David. What I like to always bring up when I bring talent like you on Money Making Conversation, people see only one side of you. They see right. The entertainment side. They see the comedic side. But there are layers to the man's family. Tamla, tell us about that.
Well, like you said, we started with me. For me, we started with music. Then we started into the acting thing. And now, David, he pushed me into really being standing out, being an artist, which I'm really grateful for because he's helped me with God's help. He's helped me become the actress and the artist that I am today. And then even to go into the clothing line, Tamla Mann Collection, which is at leisure wear, so for us, like I have something on today. but I'm just really excited about all the different things that we do have our hands in because we've learned that you can't put all your eggs in one basket.
Mm-hmm.
That means it's like you're concentrating just on one thing, but sometimes you have more than just one gift. And it's just like he is the mastermind of all of our little things that we have going on. And I really appreciate him pushing us even as a family.
I'm a big believer in ownership. I like ownership. I like to own my masters. Mm-hmm. I like to own, I'm a big believer in owning. And, that way you can create the narrative for yourself.
Yeah.
And you don't have to have somebody else to kind of, navigate how you want to do it. So That's just how I operate the business. It's just like, let's just get in there. Because with her, I told him, you have a following. People see you snatched. They want to know how you're snatched. Mm-hmm. They want to know how you look and where you get that stuff from. So she just started creating and designing her own stuff. And I was like, don't worry. I'll get somebody. We can start distributing it. And that's the way it was with the music. I'll find this distribution. We'll produce it ourselves and make it do.
Yep. So I have new music coming June 4th. A new single, Help Me. The new album is going to drop in August. Look, I'll be back.
Mm-hmm. You know we'll be back.
Absolutely.
I have a new record dropping in August. So I'm in it. But I'm really excited about it because I have, you know, just looking at, you know, yourself and David and really putting my hands to work. This album, I put my hands to work more than I ever have with any of the other ones. Maybe because we did have the pandemic, we had more time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was writing more, just even putting, helping put the artwork together, just creating the ideas for videos. But we just want to encourage our people that we can make it happen. If we support each other, we can make it happen for each other.
It's finally here, the season of celebration. And no matter how you celebrate with family and friends, whether you're preparing for Reyes Magos or Karamu, lighting the menorah, or going to midnight mass, Kohl's has just what you need to make those traditions special. Plus, you'll find gifts for all your loved ones. Send warm wishes with cozy fleeces, sweaters, loungewear, blankets, and throws. Support minority-owned or founded brands by giving gifts from Human Nation and Shea Moisture. Or treat them to everyone's favorite activewear from top brands like Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And in the spirit of giving, Kohl's Cares is donating $8 million to local nonprofits nationwide committed to the health and well-being of our communities. No matter how you celebrate, when you shop at Kohl's, you're right where you belong. So this season, give with all your heart with great gifts from Kohl's or Kohl's.com.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You know, the interesting thing about it is that you're a beautiful couple. And the longevity, that 2018 book, when I had you guys on the show talking about that. And when because that means that it's possible. Because, you know, we always hear that 50% of the marriage ended in divorce. What is the most, when I'm talking to David and Tamela Mann, what advice do you give the people who struggling? Because, you know, you have a strong faith. We all know faith is tied to that. But what advice do you give when those moments of doubt come into a relationship?
I always tell, like I tell my staff and tell everybody, there's a little picture and there's a big picture. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the big picture of it all. What is to come? And, you know, for us, even as a couple in the industry, like you were saying with divorce, we genuinely enjoy each other's company. Yeah. People ask us, what's the key? What's the secret? I like this woman right here. Mm-hmm. And we've managed, we just celebrated 33 years in April. And it's because we genuinely enjoy each other's company. In this pandemic, you know, people were locked in the house 24/7 with each other. So either you discovered, I really love you, or you discovered, I don't like you at all.
Yes.
For us, we discovered, I like you even more.
I mean, and then because people were leaving here. So I just never want to take him for granted. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the things that he do for me and help me with, you know, and I just want to become more of a friend, a wife, whatever areas that he needs. I just want to be there. I just don't want it to be one-sided that you're helping me accomplish everything that I want to accomplish. I want to help you accomplish some of those things, too. So it's like we try to put each other before each other. You know, it's not looking at it through just a one vision, one I just focused on myself, the I, but it's on both of us that we're making things happen for each other.
Well, you know, the interesting thing, bro, that's why I'm so happy to see you guys again. Because, you know, David, he called me all the time, or I call him, Rashad, I got this new record. Look at this video. Can you help me drop it? You know, because he's a natural business person. You know, the pandemic shut down a lot of that because we all were confused. The world stopped. We didn't know when it was going to start back up. And now that it's starting back up, and I see the success and the opportunity. Now, your leisure wear, you know, you were AARP representative. All those things were coming your way. You looking on the other hand, David, you like a manager, proud husband, proud papa. I told you, Sue, I told you can do it, guy. When you look at that, you can, that's why I read those credits like I read them. I read David, and then jokingly, I just read all of hers because he's responsible for that, isn't he, Tamara?
He is. He really is. Because people be even asking that, Rashad. I was like, because, well, I know that you, I mean, people ask me the crazy questions like, well, you making all the money. No, I'm really not making all the money. Y'all really just don't know. Like you said, he is the mastermind behind mm-hmm. it all. So it's like, we're doing this together. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like we both are in the forefront.
And even in that, I'm so secure in who I am. Mm-hmm. None of that even bothers me. When I tell you at all, because I'm so, at 55, I'm so cool in who I am. They could come up and say all of that. And I'm like, good. That's great. Yeah. Because we both share the same last name.
Right.
And the bank account, all the numbers on the bank accounts, it has both of our names on mm-hmm. it. So, it doesn't matter to me.
Well, and I know it doesn't. But what I wanted to say in that and just emphasize is the roles that we play in a marriage or the roles
right,
that we play
right,
in a relationship.
Exactly.
And what happens is that's what destroys a marriage. It gets confused. You know, one right. success, what role did you play? And I'm saying is that he plays a very subtle role publicly. And that's the beauty of who he is. That's why I love David, man. You know, he is so brilliant as a comedian, as an actor. And then you sit in a room with him, you go, do you know who you are? What you talking about, Rashawn? You one of the funniest guys I know. What you talking about? Just be quiet. Off air when I was talking to you guys. Rashawn, we regular. We just regular people. And y'all know y'all not.
We are regular. I mean, I don't look at that celebrity thing, you know, because I feel like we're all special. We're all stars in God's eye. I mean, I thank God for the platform that the Lord has helped us, you know, get and however you want to say that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just really grateful for the opportunity to help somebody else, encourage somebody else. That's what it's all about when it comes to my music. You know, even with the clothing line, it's for the full figure women, because sometimes in so many areas, I feel like we get left out where our stuff is not as cute as stuff for the smaller women, not knocking them, but we want cute stuff too. So
absolutely.
That's why I did that
for
the everyday woman.
You said thick girls need love too.
Thick girls need love too. So it's like, we just want to, you know, see, I just want us to feel the
see
same
saying,
and
Tamara,
equal just
Tamara,
as everybody
we
else.
Having a serious conversation. He gonna just dive in with thick girls need love too. They need fashion, savvy. They need a good. Okay, it's not about just wearing t-shirts and tights. No. They need fashion. They need some savvy.
That's right.
You know, and
that's right.
Who David
so
Mann is.
It's really a blessing to be a blessing to somebody else.
Well,
and to let other people know that things can happen for you too.
At ADP, we work with more than 860,000 companies worldwide. That gives us a pretty good idea of how to help businesses grow stronger. Whether it's through data insights that help you make informed decisions about building a team that works better as a team, or by keeping you ahead of thousands of changing regulations so you can keep ahead of everything else. Like building that better team. Grow stronger with ADP. HR, talent, time, and payroll.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that Smokey's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when there are parched or windy conditions out there, you gotta be extra careful with things like burning yard waste. After all, wildfires can start anywhere, even in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Well, here's the thing about it, because, you know, I met you second to me. You came in my life second. the first, he came into my life first, no. Because I'm going to tell everybody publicly, like, I think I know everything, but I don't know everything. I think I know who is famous, then I don't know who famous. The first time I met Mr. Man was at when Bishop T.D. Jake held his gospel celebration in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And, you know, me and Steve, we walk around like we stars. You know, we walk around, hey, Steve Harvey, I'm next to him. I'm getting all this shadow. You know, I'm a star because I'm in this shadow, right? And then this dude came around the corner with these ugly pants on that were too tight and walked on stage and the place exploded. And I went, Steve, who is that dude? Steve said, I think that's Mr. Brown. Who is Mr. Brown? Me, you are a phenomenon. You are an underground phenomenon, David Mann.
No, I'm going to tell you what Steve said at first, because my kids was back there, and they said, Steve said, who is David? They said, well, I'm with David Mann. Who is David Mann? Nobody knows I'm with David Mann. Then I went on stage, and it was like that, and Steve was like, oh, okay.
So
Steve threw me some shade at first.
Dude, I'm just, we all, me too, because I didn't know who you were. Who was this dude with these ugly pants on? I mean, he took over, I mean, 20,000 people were following him. If he had a pipe, he could have laid it right down the street because they were fans of you. I don't care about Steve Harvey Showtime at the Apollo, Def Comedy Jam, me and the boys, you, my brother, built a star power fan base underground, before TV, before radio. Tell us about that journey. Come on, David, man.
You know what, man? I've been doing this character for 20 years and never could have imagined that playing this character could make my dreams, her dreams, some our kids, grandkids, it could make, I mean, yeah, some of our dreams come true. Never could have imagined. We were just doing it. We had to be on the road to earn an honest living. It kept us from doing illegal stuff, I guess. It never could have imagined that it would grow to this, to where doing another television show, Assisted Living, and still be relevant after 20 years. That's, in this industry, you know, that just doesn't happen. And I don't take it for granted. I just know that it's really a blessing.
It really is.
Now, the characters that you guys play really were born out of a play, a Tyler Perry's play, correct? You know,
right.
Cora, you play his daughter in the TV series Assisted Living. You got my boy, watch out there now, J. Anthony Brown on. He's
yes,
the owner.
That's a nut there. I love J. Anthony.
I've been on J.
I have so much fun with him.
J. Anthony Brown says 86. A little bit of history with me. When I left my job at IBM to go do stand-up comedy, he was the first black comedian I met on the road. He was headlining. And it was in Mobile, Alabama, where we met. And back then, they weren't putting two black comedians on the show at the same time. It's just a white headliner canceled at the last minute, and they brought J. Anthony Brown in as an emergency. That's how I met him, and he's been in my life ever since. So I know you guys get special talent.
He's dope.
Jay called about 2 days ago, man, this song, I didn't know you were singing like this. He was listening to our song from the Love album, Ups and Downs. I done played it about 5 times. So he texted me a couple times. I'm loving this song. I'm loving this song. I was like, I'm just doing what I do.
He's a very nice man. He's a very nice. He's funny, but he's a very nice guy.
Well, just like you guys.
He ain't on time for nothing, but he's nice.
No. I'm just
he's slow. He's slow.
They ain't on time. Just right now, if you're waiting for your food, you better go ahead and eat because it's going to get cold waiting on J. Anthony Brown. But when he come in, he going to light up the room, though, when he coming in.
He sure is.
He is. When I tell you the energy that he brings to the show, sometimes we like, Jay, did you just say what I think you said?
And then, you know, I'm always telling him, okay, come on with the cussing, Jay. Come on with the cussing. I'm like, okay, remember, we got kids that's watching, too.
Okay, I will do it. And then pop off. The energy that he brings to this show, man, I'm telling you, it's a joy working with him.
Yes.
And I can't say that about everybody, right. You know?
Well, you know, and here's the thing about it, because I'm talking to David and Tamla Mann, star of the new Tyler Perry's Assisted Living series that's on air on BET every Tuesday at 9:30, follows the House of Pain at 9 o'clock. It's a Tyler Perry block. every Tuesday on BET. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna be real now. You know, Tyler Perry taking over everything. Tyler Perry gonna be on the moon pretty soon. You won't just look up there and just see TP.
TP. We'll probably be right there with you.
But you know, when I look at the success of the Mans, because you're a brand now. Now, what is the responsibility of being a brand? Because both of you guys are out there, and then you take a management producer role oftentimes, David, and you take a talent, but you're still an entrepreneur, a businesswoman. There's a lot of things going in that 33 years of marriage, and I'll be celebrating my 33-year marriage in December. So thank you very much. Thank you very much. So that's where we're always going to have that little link together. Because I know there were some moments in my life, especially entertainment, where you're traveling, and entertainment is a fickle business because
yes, it is.
There's no consistency. You can't sometimes buy a house, you can't buy clothes, you can't buy anything because you know that check you got is going to be there next week. So, talk about overcoming that uncertainty to maintain this longevity, and then we're going to talk more about the series in detail, assisted living.
You know, being in this industry, we've been in this industry for 25 years. And like you said, we've had a lot of friends that said, you know what? And a lot of talented brothers that have said, you know what? Y'all going to do that. The uncertainty is too much for me. Mm-hmm. So what we decided to do is just jump out there in faith.
That's it.
I mean,
it's been a faith walk.
And I think we start 93 or something like that. I don't know. Somewhere back in there, we would decide just getting into the game. And it was like scary because sometimes it's up and sometimes it's down.
Yes, it is.
And we just decided, Lord, we're going full time in it, and we haven't looked back. You know, as we were talking about with the characters and the music and all of that, we just made sure as entrepreneurs that we haven't been one trick ponies. And that's what I think helped us to survive in this pandemic because
we have other things to flip to.
Yeah. We were not only just dependent on the road, we were doing, you know, like I said, we have a clothing line, we have, you know, music and television and movie, you know, stuff like that to kind of help sustain through all of this.
You know, it's really interesting because that's that multiple levels of income that we talk about. A lot of people don't do that. They can see that lane of success. And guess what? Pandemic taught us a lot about pivoting, about looking at the mailbox money. What are you doing besides your primary income? Or is there other income? And that's a platform that both of you guys have created. And it has sustained itself through these dark times. But I have to say this before we go, is that, I mean, we're just about Tyler Perry, and it's a good thing, is that you guys have had a lot of success with him. Can you put in maybe a minute or less than a minute, or talk as long as you want about the greatness of Tyler Perry, his influence in this industry when a lot of people question it, and his impact on your lives and the people he entertains today?
Well, a lot of stuff that people don't see is the giving that he does outside of, you know, you hear about some of the stuff that he do in the public eye, but there's a lot more going on behind the scenes that he's doing
and helping
other people. He just chooses not to let it be known. He asked me a question. We were on the road and he asked me a question. So what would it take for you to retire? And I gave him a number. I was like, okay. He said, no. You got to dream higher. You got to dream much higher. And I thought about it. I was like, you're right. Okay. You're right. And it just made, even seeing the studio and seeing the other stuff that he's done and that he's doing, it just made you dare to dream bigger, dare to go, you know, like put in the work. You see him, because when I tell you do work, people don't believe how much he worked.
Yeah.
By the time he finishes a series, he's exhausted. And I've seen it because he puts his mind, body, everything into doing this. And that's stuff that I've seen through the years. And it's just like, okay, if that's how he's doing it, if that's how he's become a mogul billionaire, I said, okay, I see it. So it just made me start, okay, I'm going to build mine. And I called him the other day and I said, hey, man, I'm a little afraid on something. I got an opportunity, but I'm afraid. I said, what you waiting on? Just go do it, man. And I was like, okay. So I pulled the trigger on it. I called him and just asked him his advice on it.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I can't tell you all the choice words. He told me like, man, stop. Go and do it and stop being scary.
Right.
You know, so that's just who he is.
Tamala,
Well, for me, I mean, to see him, you know, we started in 1999. To see him from then to now, I'm very, if I can say, as a sister friend, I'm very proud of him. And even how he's grown, even with dealing with the people. I mean, it's like, you know, him finding himself. And like, you just, like, as the years grow, I've just seen him grow. And I'm just really, really proud of him and everything that he's accomplished. Look, ain't no jealous bone in our body. We're very happy and pushing him on, and I'm praying for him all the time. And I'm just really proud of him. I really am. I just, that's the biggest, I'm just happy for him. I'm so happy for him.
Well, I'm happy for David and Tamela, man. 33 years of marriage. I'm going to make my 33 year in December. The stars of Tyler Perry's Assisted Living with my boy, J. Anthony Brown. Again, it's the number one new scripted series for African-Americans, 18 to 49, 25 to 54. You can catch it every Tuesday, 9:30 Eastern, Pacific, 8:30 Central. David and Tamela, man, thank you for coming on Money Making Conversations.
Man, thank you. Thank you so much for the push and the encouragement that you give us. We love you, man.
And everything. I just pray God's blessing over you and your family and your business, that you just flourish even the more.
I just need a link from you on your leisure wear, okay? I'm going to need a link on your music, and you're going to come back in August, okay? Deal.
Yes.
I love you. If you want to hear more interviews on Money Making Conversations, please go to moneymakingconversation.com. You can see them or hear them. I'm Rashawn McDonald. I am your host.
In this season of giving, Kohl's has gifts for all your loved ones. For those who like to keep it cozy, find fleeces, sweaters, loungewear, blankets, and throws. Or support minority-owned or founded brands by giving gifts from Human Nation and Shea Moisture. And in the spirit of giving, Kohl's Cares is donating $8 million to local nonprofits nationwide. Give with all your heart this season with great gifts from Kohl's or Kohl's.com.
Every year, we say we'll wake up earlier, exercise more, really rest, and eat healthier. It's hard for us, but for dogs, not so much. Dogs are up at dawn, run for fun, sleep like champs. And they love eating fresh, healthy food every single meal. Give your dog another healthy habit. Real fresh food from the Farmer's Dog. Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/listen.
Peace to the planet. Charlamagne the God here. And you don't want to miss Hello Somebody with Senator Nina Turner on the Black Effect Podcast Network. I love Hello Somebody simply because I love Nina Turner. She's fearless.
I'm Nina Turner. Hell-raising humanitarian, sister in the struggle, and recovering elected official. Listen to Hello Somebody every Thursday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.